Jeremiah 51:10, Yahweh has brought forth our righteousness. Come, let us declare in Zion the works of the Lord our God. Let's pray. You got your King James Bible. We're going to pray the Lord's Prayer today, which is from Matthew 6:7-15. Matthew 6. And so we will say it all together, but there's good things to remember in the Lord's Prayer that usually are not talked about, so we'll discuss them just a little bit. And then when we get to the Lord's Prayer itself, we'll pray with understanding, I hope. Matthew 6:7-15 for a prayer today. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Good things all remember. Take your bulletin, we'll go to our Psalm of Praise, Psalm 105.
Alleluia, give thanks to God, call on His name, His deeds make known, sing unto Him, sing songs to
could be equated to T or Z. I always kind of think it sounds like a rapper's name. Does that get your attention? Any We'll sing it to Talis. Why don't we hum that? Keep moving our way right through the litany, so to speak, of it. And the whole idea is to memorize Scripture, to learn new things out of the law, to learn new things out of the gospel, you know, hear it again, hear it afresh, and things like that. That's the whole idea behind learning this way. And so that's why we read it this way. It's not just to be redundant. So Numbers 10, 29 is where we're at. We'll read to the end of the chapter. There's obviously some very good things that we will catch out of this. And we'll do it responsibly. Numbers 10, starting in 29. And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Raguel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it you. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good, for the Lord hath spoken good concerning Israel.
And he said unto him, I will not go, but I will depart to my own land and to my kindred.
And he said, Leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and thou mayest be to us instead of eyes.
And it shall be, if thou go with us, yea, it shall be, that what goodness the Lord shall do unto this, the same will we do unto thee.
And they departed from the mount of the Lord 3 days' journey. And the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them in the 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them.
And the cloud of the Lord was upon them by day when they went out of the camp.
And it came to pass that when the ark set forward, that Moses said, Rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered, and them that hate thee flee before thee.
And when it rested, he said, Return, O Lord, unto the many thousands of Israel.
We also read that in the time in which it's appointed, where we're told it has happened. So, good thing to remember. It's also a really interesting thing to notice that Moses' father-in-law is a Midianite or a Kenite, depending on which text you're looking at. And we know that they were allowed to dwell with the people of Israel, but they never received land inheritance. They continued to dwell as strangers in the land, in tents. And so definitely something to consider. There's a whole lot to learn from that text in Scripture that you could probably preach on just by itself. So Brother Christian's going to read this. Luke 20, 41. Verse 47.
So we're reading Luke chapter 20, verses 41 through 47. And Jesus said unto them, How say they that Christ is David's son? And David himself saith in the book of Psalms, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool. David, therefore, calleth him Lord. How is he then his son? Then, in the audience of all the people, he said unto his disciples, Beware of the scribes, which desire to walk in long robes, and love greetings in the markets, and the highest seats in the synagogues, and the chief rooms at feasts, which devours widows' houses, and for a show make long prayers, the same shall receive greater damnation.
All right. Well, I was trying to come up with what to do with the next 3 weeks, and something we haven't done in a while and I really enjoy doing personally is doing book studies, you know, where we just exegetically go through a book of the Bible, and was thinking about some of the stuff we've been discussing in the morning, and some things that I think would be pretty important considering what's going on in the world today. So I was thinking of 1 Peter as a book study. 1 Peter, and so that's where we're going to go today, is to the book of 1 Peter. And what we're going to do is I'm going to read an introductory text to focus our minds on, I think what I'm going to try to hone out of the book, or what going through it and thinking about it, one of the really important things that are in the book of the of First Peter that we can learn from it, and then try to just do as we usually do, exegetically and exposing the text, you know, in an exposition, just kind of go through it, pointing out words and kind of trying to get an understanding of the feel of the book and what it's teaching us as a book in the Bible. Because we've never looked at First Peter as a congregation. We've done a lot of books, going through my notes and seeing what we've covered over the last several years. And since 2017, we've done a lot of books, but we've never done First Peter. So I think we can do that. And we have three Sabbaths before the next new moon where we'll be celebrating the Feast of Trumpets. And then we'll have Day of Atonement, and I have all that going on. And so we usually turn our focus entirely to those things and learn what we can learn out of them for this year. So if you're in 1 Peter, we're going to go to 2:2, and this will be the introductory reading for the entirety of the book, but of course we're going to go back and start in chapter 1 and then work our way through the text. We'll get as far as we get today, and then what we'll do is just continue picking up and going, and we'll see how far we go. So 1 Peter 2:2, if I were to give this a name, a title for this study, I think what I would call it is From Newborn Babes to a Holy Nation, because that's essentially what Peter teaches in this book, From Newborn Babes to a Holy Nation. 1 Peter 2:2, let's hear the word of the Lord that was written in the book of 1 Peter by the Apostle Peter under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
This is for the Apostles' Creed.
That's just
okay. Is the new pamphlets going to have the
our new books,
Psalms, and this together? Like, I mean,
have everything.
Okay, so the only thing, it'll be that book and this.
Yeah, just then this will only have to be one sheet, basically. Okay. Even that will probably eventually abandon use of these to some extent.
I see.
I'm hoping so.
Right.
Other than our scripture reading.
Right. Okay. Are you going to go through a specific company for these new books, or?
I'm probably going to just have them printed for Amazon. I guess there's one of those types of like print things. You like download their program, you upload yours, and then it spits it out at you basically, and you they send them to you in the mail in a box.
You're going to put them in a book form?
That's what I want to do. I was going to have a local printer do it, but...
Can you do a leatherback form?
Like, I'm not sure what they're going to be able to do yet.
You know, I mean, like this, like the Jews, they actually have like a really nice like leather book, prayer book.
Hey, you're welcome to pay for it.
Well, I actually would like to know the price on that. I'm serious.
But I would like to have just regular hard books, like regular hymnal books, because they're adorable. They last a long
time. Right.
But
you can't go wrong with a leather-bounded book. Anyways, you know, hard.
The less.
Yeah.
I think it'll be good to have, make things easier, less complicated, but we're doing okay. Just takes a little bit of forethought.
Or I shouldn't say like a leather bound, but like hardback. That's what I meant.
Mm-hmm. That's what I want to do, is a hardback.
Oh, okay.
Why don't we stand and sing Psalm 102?
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
We'll go back to Psalm 103. Remember the words of verse 10. We'll go to 10. Psalm 103:10. Very pertinent part of this psalm that reminds us of what God has not done to us. Psalm 103, verse 10. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all the places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
We have our spiral-bound copies of our Psalter. In the back of it, we have the Apostles' Creed, which we go through in the middle of every month. So every full moon, we actually go through the Apostles' Creed. The middle of the month is always the full moon in our month. And we go through the Athanasian Creed at the new moon. And so these are two historic creeds that we absolutely agree with and think all Christians should agree with as well. And we'll say that all together.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into death, and on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, a holy called out community, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the flesh, and life everlasting.
Amen.
thank you again for another week of life and of breath. Thank you for the Sabbath day, Lord, and thank you for the fourth commandment. Thank you just for your law in general. And Lord, thank you that we can have convocation and that we can have rest. And Lord, please, I just ask that you would continue to put it in our hearts to take your calendar seriously, and that you would just give us such great understanding of it, and that it would be such enlightening to the eyes that we would just give you glory and honor. And Lord, I ask that you would help us to love you with our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself, and to do all these things for your name's sake. And please just help us to be good Christians as we go about doing our work, working for 6 days, help us to have a clear mind, a sound mind, and to execute the things that we need to get done properly in order and to work hard. Make us even more skilled in our work, God, and just help us in that area. And, Lord, I continue to just ask for blessings upon the new moon meetings that will be coming in the future. That those that would come would just be edified, and children would just be able to meet and hang out and have a good time. And the ones that are getting older, I don't even know if I call them children anymore, God, but they're coming into adulthood. I just pray that you bless them as well, too, God, and help them to have a good time and have good fellowship and everything. Mm-hmm. And God, you know each and every person that's here, and help us in the areas that we need help in, strengthen us, and help us to be good Christian dominionized, God. Thank you for this food that we're about to eat. I see you bless it. Thank you for the fruit of the earth that we eat all throughout the week, God. You give us so many blessings. We thank you for that, God. And Lord, just help us to always be thankful for even the smaller things in life that sometimes we take for granted. And I see things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Happier now.